The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So, on today's episode of What Tanisha Said, I was giving it a little thought about dick pics in my inbox or my DM. I do look at them. I'm gonna be honest, I'm a single woman, you know. So yeah, if it comes to my inbox, I'm gonna take a look at it. But, you know, women are just way more critical than men. You know, I'm sorry, but y'all don't even think before you send the shit. Like, who would send a picture of a small dick? Come on. Men have been in locker rooms, played sports, and all this other stuff. I mean, you know what an impressive dick pic looks like. Why would you send a dick pic and it's soft, limp? I mean, come on. Why would you send something that's not impressive? And then to the brother, you know who you are. You actually sent me what I would think is an infected dick. Like, first of all, it's obvious that you're not circumcised and you didn't know what to do with it. Because right as you pulled the skin back on that little bitty thing to send me the picture, all around the head of it was this white shit. And I'm thinking that's yeast. I don't know, but it wasn't soap. Because you were sitting in the bed with your face in the picture and, dude, what is that white shit on your dick? You know, you nasty. You's nasty, baby. You might want to go get your little ass checked out for that one, because nobody does shit like that. That's just wrong. So, yeah, impressive dick pics. You know, I've seen a couple. As a matter of fact, I saw a profile picture on this guy, and I said, hey, is that his hands in his pocket? So I called him out. I said, hey, somehow we're friends. How are you today? Fine. I said, would it be too much to ask for you to send me a picture of you in some gray sweatpants? I said, you know, I'm asking for a friend. I got a friend that's curious about something. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out something. If you could send me that picture of you in some gray sweatpants or something like that nature, even if it's an underwear picture, as far as you want to go, you know, whatever your comfort level is. Baby, little mannish ass, he sent me what I asked for and then some. And I was sitting over there stumped. And then he told me he was only 39. I was like, oh, my God. The bad part wasn't any of that. The bad part was he lived 100,000 miles away. So, you know, I was like, thank you for the pictures, young blood. I'm thoroughly amused. And then I shared them with my friends, because that's law. You know, we some old chicks that like looking at nice pieces of art. So I Googled some shit the other day, and I Googled, at what age do men emotionally mature? And Google said 43. That bitch said, I don't even know who the Google bitch is, but the Google bitch said 43. Like, men don't emotionally mature until the age of 43. And I'm still trying to figure out how to process that. What does that mean? So does that mean that, okay, he matures, so he becomes a better motherfucker around 45? Or do I have to wait till he's 50? Does he start to mature into it emotionally early? And maybe I should get him around 42. I mean, I'm totally stumped on what the fuck to do with that information. So I'm just like, okay, he emotionally matures at 43. What the fuck you, why did you get 43? I don't even know. I don't even know how to go find me a 43-year-old right now. I'm like, okay, well, and you know, you're wondering, did that dead ass kick in for him at 43? And, you know, did that dead ass kick? Because you can't ask a man, when did you become emotionally mature? Because most of these jokers are so damn sensitive. They're going to take offense. Or they're going to say, oh, I matured when I was 25 because, you know, my mama was a hoe and some shit and I had to grow up. That has nothing to do with it, baby. I didn't ask you all of that. I don't know if I'm supposed to give you some sympathy or what. I don't know what you want from me for telling me that, but okay. But that's not what I was asking. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell is Google going with this. And honestly, I probably should ask myself, what the hell was I trying to get out of Googling that shit? But now I'm really at a crossroads because I'm thinking, does that mean at 43 he makes conscious decisions to say, okay, I'm going to be emotionally whole, or something snaps? And does it take that shit a couple years to snap? So now we're really saying, okay, 43 is when it snaps, but by the time he's 50, he's got it. I don't know. I do know that most of the men my age are hiding sex problems. Like, you, if you talk to them just a little bit longer, you might can get it out of them. They talk a good game about sex. But if you was to get them naked, you probably either smell something you don't want to smell, or they got an extra belly. And I'm like, you ain't even never been pregnant. How in the hell is your stomach so big? How does it seem like I can fit inside your damn stomach? And you talking about you don't like beer. I don't understand a lot of men waking. I mean, I do clinically, but I don't understand how they can make us feel so bad. And I don't understand how, you know, his stomach can stick out past his penis and he can still have the confidence to go in the room and get naked. Because, you know, a woman, we are so self-conscious about our bodies and, you know, we want to put on some sexy lingerie to cover up the whatever it is, the imperfections. But no, men drop their drawers and be like, this the dick I'm bringing. And you'd be like, well, where's the rest of it? Because that's not what I was envisioning before this session even started. And now I really have buyer's remorse and I want out. I don't even want to do this. Now I've decided I don't even think I like you that much. The conversation really wasn't that good. So it's just something about the men in this mid-range age. So I don't know. So they're emotionally mature, but then they bring this other baggage. I don't know. I'm at a crossroads and trying to figure this shit out. I'm just trying to figure this shit out. So, but I do have one, you know, good story. I, you know, was really attracted to this guy. I was attracted to him because he had his life in order. At least it's so it seemed. However, I did tell my girlfriend, I did pick up that he possibly could be, have a little bit of personality disorders in there. I don't want to label him as bipolar, but I do believe he has some personality shit going on. But, you know, let's be real. After the first date, it went really, really, really good. We had dinner. We did this. We did that. And he bought me something. It was so sweet. And so, you know, I had already made that conscious decision that I'm going to give him some pussy. So, you know, I just wasn't going to give it to him that night. So I made him wait a couple of weeks or whatever. I don't know. You know, he set the tone. He was like, come through. We'll go have dinner. You come over. And, you know, we'll just kick it and watch some movies and play some cards and shit. Yeah, okay. I'm bringing an overnight bag to play cards. All right. Cool. So, you know, everything was just cool. We're sitting there sipping some wine. He's playing some music. We play cards. Really thought, you know, this nigga is lame as shit, right? So then he said, well, you know what? I'm going to go take a shower and I'll be right out. I was like, oh, okay. Go wash your tail. Because I don't know how freaky you're going to get. So that's cool. Go wash your tail. I guess we're getting to the next phase of the night. So I'm sitting there on the couch texting my girlfriend, you know, giving her play by play because, you know, this is accountability. You know, sometimes you do shit for the team. Like, okay, I'm going to try this out and I'm going to give a report. You know, it's part of, it's the industry. It's the single girlfriends club industry. We report and we keep each other accountable and we fill each other in on that bullshit. So he comes out with a towel on his waist and he's walking weird and he's still a little wet. I'm like, okay, I'm looking, but I'm not looking, right? I'm gawking and turned into the memory, but I'm not looking, right? So he walks past me and the fucking towel drops. And I see all of this meat. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to have a ball. You know, oh my God. Oh, ooh, this could go several different ways. So, you know, needless to say, I'm in there screaming for my dear ass life. Like, that's not normal. That's not supposed to happen and this and that. And, you know, I was just like, I hate him now. I'm texting my girlfriend when he goes to the bathroom and he go get some more water because I was like, he's not letting me breathe. I mean, this is what I was complaining about and saying I wanted in my life, but this nigga's crazy. You know, I'm like, who fucks like this? Who the hell wants to fuck for 12 hours straight? So, yeah, it went on for about 12 hours the next day. Up until the next day, and then I don't know, I think I went home about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Took me a couple of Tylenol and Advils combined, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I told my girlfriend I'm never gonna see him again. She was like, why? I was like, that's not normal. That's not normal. I said, he has a whole box of mental problems. And so then I started seeking out men with bipolar. You know, I was like, I kind of like that shit. That stand-up power, that comeback power can only be in crazy motherfuckers. Now, anybody that's normal can't do that shit. So I started, you know, trying to say, well, how was your relationship with your mom? And, you know, did you bruise with your dad? And, you know, did you ever kill cats? Do you have any sexual abuse in your family? Bitch, you asking too many damn questions. Oh, my bad. So anyway, I did tell dude that I was never going to see him again. And then I ended back over there probably, but maybe, I don't know, maybe like a week or two later, I was back over there. And I'll tell you, oh my God, you know, I thought, you know, I would be able to handle it because I had it before. Is this the same dick from last time? Oh, my God. Like, did you go pick up another dick somewhere? Because what is this? Oh, my God. And I told my girlfriend, I said, girl, I got to try to get a picture of it. Because it's just a beautiful, amazing-ass thing. And she was like, well, get a picture, bitch. And, you know, so I was like, okay, I'm going to get a picture of it. I did not get a picture of it. I have this picture just ingrained in my head of this naked little man just bouncing around with Oh my God. It. Oh, I'm fighting back. Tears. I can't call him. I'm not going to 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 call him. This is back to, impressive dick pics in the inbox. So if you get in the inbox sending those pictures, just make sure that you do like women do. As women, you know, we make sure the room is right, the body's right. If you're going to share those type of things, just make sure that it's impressive. Keep it impressive. All right? And that's what Tanisha said.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio app. All right, now.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we here. Bashani Radio app or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.